The UGA Arts Council presents Family Day on Saturday, November 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the East Campus Arts Courtyard. It's part of the Spotlight on the Arts Festival. Director of the Community Music School, Kristen Jutras, has been kind enough to join me today to talk about this event. Kristen, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Certainly. Can you first talk about the Community Music School for people who don't know about it?
Sure. We are an outreach branch of the School of Music. We provide lessons and classes and ensembles for students in the community, anywhere from 18 months of age and early childhood classes through adult seniors who are choosing to learn to play a musical instrument for the first time in our New Horizons ensembles.
Really?
Right. And all the way, everything in between, from, you know, middle school and elementary school kids coming and taking lessons, college students getting lessons for academic credit, adults who are just picking this up as a hobby, anything you can imagine, for the most part.
How long have you been the director at the Community Music School?
This is my 12th year.
Who are the teachers, and how many students do you guys serve?
Generally, we have between 300 and 400 students a semester taking lessons or being in classes or something. And most of our teaching is done by School of Music graduate students.
Oh, fantastic.
We do have some professional instructors, but quite a large amount of the teaching is done by graduate students.
Okay. Well, you're here to talk about Family Day, and we've been talking about Spotlight on the Arts all week, and it's obviously a really big, exciting festival here on campus, but we really want to talk about Family Day. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, Family Day is kind of a unique opportunity within the festival. It's the one day where all of the arts departments come together, and we collaborate with the goal of providing family-friendly arts activities for the community. And we start the day with at 10 o'clock with the Museum of Art opens with their Family Day events from 10 to 12, and they have a theme of colors this year.
Okay.
At the same time, the Performing Arts Center is putting on a Saturday morning club performance, and that's being given by the Children's Theater Troupe.
Oh, terrific.
And then the rest of our activities put on all by all the other departments starts around 11 o'clock and goes until 4.
Are these interactive events, or is it pretty much all spectator?
Oh, no, absolutely interactive. Even the Children's Theater Troupe gets the audience involved.
Oh, and, terrific.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've done these, I think the Family Day has been a part of the festival for a while now. What do you think are the best things about it?
There's just so much to do and so much that the kids can be exposed to, and that just makes it really fun for everybody. There's creative writing workshops. There's dance classes of all different types. The Community Music School puts on an instrument petting zoo, so it's a great opportunity for kids.
Stop right there for just a minute.
That's always a curiosity.
A petting zoo. Let's talk about that. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. So it's an opportunity. We have a whole bunch of instruments out. Typically, we've done it in one room, but this year we're going to make it more like a treasure hunt and have the kids kind of travel from room to room to visit the different instrument families. And so we have volunteers there who are School of Music students generally. They're there to explain how the instruments make their sound. They can play demos for the kids. The kids, in some cases, in most cases actually, can pick up the instrument and try to make it sound themselves. So as you can imagine, it's very exciting for the kids.
And that sounds awesome.
Pretty unique. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
So keep going. You were talking about a list of activities, including the petting zoo.
Right. And then the creative writing and dance. We have hip hop, ballroom dancing, folk dancing, tap dancing. That stuff's going on all day. We'll have Taqueria 1785 there for lunch.
Food truck.
Yeah, the food truck. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then the School of Art also is going to have some ceramics going on and screen printing. Mm-hmm. And they're also going to do a really cool interactive activity called Task. And that activity is really designed to get everybody at the festival interacting together. So the whole idea is to break down kind of social cliques and where you expect an etiquette as to who you would talk to and who you would not.
Right, right. That's very interesting, because that gives it a whole social angle that you wouldn't necessarily expect.
It really does, and it also is opening opportunities for all of the departments to collaborate together in that event, because we can all submit tasks that the visitors will then grab out of a bag, and then they have to go do something that deals with ceramics, or they have to go interact with somebody, go sing to somebody, or they have to go draw on somebody's hand, or you know, something like this.
So if I am a say a ceramics major and I'm participating in this, and I draw a slip that says I have to go sing to someone. That's mm-hmm. the way
that works. Yep.
How about that?
Yeah, and that's not something you would normally do, right?
Of course not. Yeah,
that's the entire point of the activity.
That is terrific. So this event, again, takes place Saturday, November 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For people who've never been over to the East Campus Arts Courtyard, can you give us a sense of where it is and how to find it and that sort of thing?
Sure. It's if you're looking on a map, it's by the parking lot of E11. But the buildings, the Performing Arts Center, the School of Music, the Museum of Art, and the School of Art, those four buildings circle this courtyard.
Okay.
And so it's just a nice grassy area and sidewalks there.
Are there any plans for inclement weather? Potential inclement weather,
there
I should
are, say. Yes. Hopefully we'll have a beautiful day
sure.
like we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely, it's still rain or shine.
Okay.
Everything will still happen. Absolutely.
Good. And there'll be a place to do that.
Yeah, everything right there on campus in one of those four buildings.
Is parking available in the deck there?
The deck, as well as E11 and E07, those are the closest lots.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
What is your favorite part of doing this family day activity?
I actually really enjoy the day itself is wonderful. It's so fun to see the families there and just having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also really cool beforehand, just all of this planning for me to be able to work with all the different people in all of the different departments as coordinator of this event.
Mm-hmm.
I really have to kind of know what everybody's doing when and where, and it's just been fun to meet people in so many different departments.
Any major challenges?
Staffing and finding enough volunteers to be present on the day for
really?
All that time is always kind of a challenge. Everybody's so busy.
Well, you mentioned volunteers. If somebody is listening to this and wants to volunteer, how would they do that? Or is it too late?
No, it's not at all too late.
Okay.
Absolutely. They could contact me. Probably my email is the best way, and that's just ugacms@uga.edu and Kristen Jutris, and be happy to have their help.
Okay. Very good. The event, again, is Family Day, and it's part of the Arts Council's Spotlight on the Arts Festival, which hopefully by now you've heard about many times over. It's a fantastic series of events, and actually it's going to be wrapping up the day after Family Day, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
November the 12th, I believe, is the last day.
Mm-hmm.
For more information about the Spotlight on the Arts Festival, you can visit arts.uga.edu. Director of the Community Music School, Kristen Jutris, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
To hear the full discussion with Kristen, please visit our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carden.